and we've got these tickets, and then we've walked at a minute to three. And we took these front line seats above the Labour Party side of the house. 3 o'clock, speakers called an order, and away they've gone into this debate. Half of them was a kip. Barbara Castle was under orders from the Labour Party to stay in the bar, to stay right out of the way, because of, in place of strife. And this is all the Tory Party. Well, you wouldn't have, honestly, I sat there and I was bloody disgusted, and we was at a point, now I'm with Bill Chapman and Jim Carpenter, this Doherty, big walk from Hull. I was at a point, we'll have one, make one and get nicked. Because this debate, there was no buses this particular day. Well, you had the odd scab or two. The country's grinding to a bloody halt. If it hadn't have been the 2 weeks closed down of the engineering industry and Ford's people like the motor car industry, no one would ever have known how effective we would have been. Now, the government know by now, the TUC are going to call a one-day general on the Monday. Ted Heath gets up and makes the infamous statement of that day. You know, it'll stand in Hansard, I've no doubt, that it's only token support they're getting. And what right have these bully boys have got setting up camp or tent outside small business people's? Well, with that, I have now exploded. I've whistled down to Eric Effer, who didn't take kindly to being whistled down. And I've sent him a message about these small boys. So I gets this sergeant at arms come and tap me on the shoulder in the house. Eric Effer's there. He said, oh, what's wrong? I said, you can't allow this to go unanswered about small businessmen. And I've told, he said, are you sure Vesty owns it? I said, yes. I said, you have my word on that. I said, what? I said, I haven't got any written proof. He said, well, I'll pass it on to Harold. I said, well, I wouldn't do that. So, I said, but I'm telling you, Vesty owns Midland.